I think it is important to decide the modus operandi for an election before you decide that you're going to have won. So first and foremost, I'm going to say that this does seem to me as though it's another slap on democracy internal within ZANU-PF, but we'll give them a few marks for having the primary elections, and we will make our final decisions when they actually announce how these are going to be carried forward.
The Herald reports today that some aspiring candidates are already on the ground countrywide, and that there are reports of over 16 people who are vying for one constituency on a ZANU-PF ticket. This is in one constituency where you have at least 16 candidates. What do you make of this?
Well, it's a clear indication that the country is divided into particular areas where ZANU-PF thinks it's going to win the elections, and certainly this particular constituency must be a constituency that ZANU-PF members think is in their box. But it's also an indication that within ZANU-PF at the lower levels, you have a certain level of competitiveness, which should be viewed positively in the long run. But it cannot be, because obviously ZANU-PF has created a ceiling. You can only challenge particular individuals and not certain individuals. So it could have been a good sign if we didn't have the political thinking that exists in ZANU-PF with regards to the presidency and other senior positions in the party.
But what does it also say about the political climate in Zimbabwe right now? Because we've also seen similar issues being raised in the NDC where primary elections are concerned.
Until we get democratic processes prevailing at the primary level, the country is never going to experience democracy. And anywhere in the world, democracy begins and is almost entirely decided by what happens at the party level. If there is no democracy at the party level, we have a serious crisis. And I understand people raise concerns about similar issues coming up within the MDC. It's an indication that in the long run, the MDC is herded in the wrong direction unless serious steps are taken to ensure and safeguard party internal democracy.